holidays and welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show. I'm CJ Lou. Raghini, do you not like my Santa Claus?
I love your Santa Claus.
I seriously got a belly full of jelly. What is that thing? Isn't it belly full of jelly or something like that?
A bowl full of jelly? A bowl full of jelly.
Yeah, I got that in my stomach. There.
Happy holidays, everyone.
I have Raghini Michaels here, and we are talking about generosity. Raghini is a gifted spiritual coach. Thank goodness you've been in my life and your generous spirit.
You're very kind.
We are going to be talking about generosity. And from preparing for the show, I was not wearing a book. I was reading a book. Perhaps I was wearing it in some version of my head, but I was reading a book called The Trance of Scarcity, which I thought was like an interesting idea that we're in a trance of scarcity. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about, are we in a trance of scarcity? What does that mean to you when you hear that?
Well, being a hypnotherapist by trade from years ago, I would say that most of us live in a trance because most of us live most of life out of our heads.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of us, most of us, we do live in a trance of scarcity, particularly right now. And what do I mean by the word trance? I mean we live in a state of consciousness that only sees scarcity. It isn't that scarcity is the reality. It's a trance of scarcity in that your level of consciousness, your way of seeing, only focuses on that. It's the same thing as whenever you're going to buy a new car. What do you suddenly notice all the time? Cars, right?
Right.
If you're going to buy a new color for your drapes, new drapes in your house, suddenly you're aware of everybody's drapes when you drive by their house.
Right.
It just depends. It's you focus on whatever it is you're paying attention to. And this is commonly called a trance because your conscious mind and your unconscious mind just focuses on that. Kind of like the lens of your camera when you zoom in on something. Mm. It sees that and does it cuts out everything else.
So it thinks about what I don't have. So absolutely. Like I'm focusing on wrinkles. Lately.
Okay.
Looking at so there's women who are old, I'm like, why don't they have wrinkles?
There's a scarcity of young skin, a scarcity of collagen in that sense. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
So what you're looking for there is you're looking for what you're losing. Your potential loss in a trance of scarcity is let me see what it is I might possibly lose because fundamentally there's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And if I lose this, I'll be lacking in some way. So a lot of what goes on in our world is let's move out of the trance of scarcity into the trance of abundance, which unfortunately is another trance. All right. It's now shifting your focus from what you don't have to what you do have, to the idea that there's not enough for everyone to there is enough for everyone, which I will say is a much happier trance to live in. And I highly recommend the work that needs to be done to step out of a trance of scarcity into a trance of abundance. However, that's not really the end of it, because real generosity, which hardly exists in the trance of scarcity, definitely can exist in the trance of abundance, right? Because you have so much you want to give.
Mm-hmm.
But generosity really flows forward when you step out of the trance altogether and just step into the moment of what's actually real, what's happening in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the stepping into just being with reality, with life as it is, and seeing both what's there and what's not there.
Okay, so let's take a real example just so that I can kind of get clear and the listeners can get clear about this. Let's say just lost my job. I have two young kids. You know, I'm looking at my mortgage bill. It's Christmas. The kids are expecting to have a Christmas like last Christmas when, in fact, I could actually buy a lot of stuff. And this Christmas doesn't look like that. And so I'm looking at my bills. I'm looking at the fact that I don't have a job. And I am totally in the trance of scarcity.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's a reality. I don't know. So how would you shift my mind?
It sounds like a reality, but we're talking about perspective here.
Right. Okay. So help shift my mind from a person who's like, doesn't have, I'm really worried about the future. Mm-hmm. You know, people are expecting a lot out of me because it's Christmas time. How do I move to a trance of abundance?
You begin to shift your focus from what you don't have and all the things you can't fill to what you do have. So it's like having a camera and you're focused on a tree that has lost all its leaves.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's what you're looking at. So you switch your camera around so that you notice that the tree is still alive. The tree is still breathing. it's not dead. It's not a dead tree. It's in hibernation.
Right.
So you have suddenly, you're looking at the reality that there's life here, that something is going on underneath the earth there. Mm-hmm. Even though the tree on the surface is dead, the leaves are gone. It looks dead. The leaves are gone. It's not beautiful right now, and it's cold, and it's scarce there. You know, it's a pretty bleak winter landscape. You shift your focus. I'm staying on the tree. You notice the tree's still alive. Now, if you want to move to what I'm speaking about, you expand. It's like you take your camera lens and you open it up, you widen it so you get a really big view, and you get to see above the soil and below the soil. Mm-hmm. And you see, oh my goodness, both are happening. There's scarcity and there's abundance here in this picture, right? Mm-hmm. So when you can see both, you just have then stepped into just being with what is. And now you can focus on whichever one you want because they're both there.
Right.
Scarcity is not the complete absence of abundance. And abundance is not really the complete absence of scarcity. When you get the whole picture, you can see that tree is both. It's lost its leaves. It has a scarcity of leaves. And it has an abundance of life still going on underneath the soil. So, you know, the TV right now is filled with TV movies about exactly this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was watching one this morning. This is what I do with my mornings when I'm doing Christmas cards.
Uh-huh.
Right, and other things.
Sweet.
Is there's a woman whose husband left her with three kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she has no money and she's destitute. So she gets in her car and she goes to another town to move to find a place. She has no money. And people are kind to her. And she starts to realize that there's other things. Every single scene, she comes back to what is going on that's good.
Mm.
And by the end of the show, she's able to embrace all of it. You know, she doesn't suddenly get everything fine. She's still living with a lot of scarcity and a lot of abundance now.
Right. So in that scenario that we painted, it's like, well, you have two lovely children. You have the love of your wife. You have, you know, a house. And you have your intelligence and a bunch of skills that got you into this place in the first place. And it will happen again. You're in a transition period where your leaves are gone and, you know, stuff is changing.
And through all of that, you have your heart, which doesn't lose anything ever, not at the core fundamental level of of your heart and your soul and your spirit is always there. It doesn't really get touched by anything. It's the perspective that you have that keeps you from getting in touch with the resilience of your heart and soul and spirit that can handle most anything that comes your way.
Right. So in a lot of ways, it's you reach that point of abundance by tuning into your heart and really figuring out what you're grateful for and kind of seeing the whole picture.
Seeing the whole picture, both the scarcity and the abundance that's all around you.
Okay. So one of the things that I loved when I read this book, and I love the idea of a circle of giving and the idea, and I think it's very akin to the story that you told us in the first segment, where there's a gal that you had met and she had virtually nothing and she bought with her food stamps pork chops for you so that you can come over and enjoy a TV show with her, Star Wars or whatever it was. Was it Star Wars? Okay.
Star Trek.
Oh, excuse me.
The early version.
Exactly.
Years ago.
Okay. You would have to have pork chops for that. And in some ways, like, I think that when someone does that, there's got to be an ultimate faith that I'm going to give and I don't know where the next set of pork chops are going to come or if I'm going to eat tomorrow because I spent all my food. I mean, how do you think of the circle of generosity you know, the belief is that, let's say you have $20, you're going through the church and you just, for whatever reason, you make the choice because you balance self and other and you decide, I'm going to put the $20 in because I have faith that the world is generous and I'll get this back in whatever way, shape or form. It may not be in the form of $20, but I'll get something back and I just am going to be generous because my heart is filled with love of God or whatever it is. The circle of giving, is it possible? Like when I read this, I thought, okay, that's great. That's one story, but really, is this possible? This is cynic talking here.
Well, in the East, it's called karma. What goes around comes around. In the Christian tradition, Jesus said, you'll reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look to nature, nature shows us cycles all the time. Whatever it plants, you know, whatever comes down, you get something back from it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, always. So if that's the way life works and you have some faith, then you can follow your heart that wants to do that a lot of times. Your head doesn't really like to do that because it wants to be secure.
Mm-hmm.
But your heart has a stronger desire to reach out and give, okay, mm-hmm. especially when it's full. So if we look to a gardener, who's really a wise guy, because he takes his seeds and he puts more seeds in the ground than that garden can possibly support. Why? Because he knows that not every single seed that he plants is going to get everything it needs to grow to fruition. Right? He's going to have to weed out, and he's going to have to take out a lot of the seeds. But then he plants it, and then he leaves it be. And then the only other thing he needs to do is water it and weed it. And nature takes care of the rest. And if he weeds the garden, curiously enough, he will have a very beautiful garden. Because if he doesn't weed it, then the weeds will, everything will get choked and nothing will grow all the way to fruition. Mm-hmm. So there's a wisdom in just giving more than you could possibly get back. Mm-hmm. All right. And you just have faith. It's fundamentally a question of faith that this is the way life works. And if you know how life works and you work with it, it generally works for you.
And I think the important thing to note about that, because I can see a lot of people listening is like, oh, well, I'll just give 20 and I'll get it back. You know, but I think the key thing, because that's ahead. I mean, I'm yes. listening to and going and thinking, OK, what could someone listen to in that analogy and go right. and go do is. I'll just give $20 and I'll give it back. I'm not going to think about it. Right. But it's when in earlier segments, you're saying it's when your heart feels so full right. that you have to give and you have so much faith in this natural process of giving and receiving that will happen.
I'm sure you've heard a lot about intention. That's a very big thing in today's world of personal transformation. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing that it is, because it makes a difference. Mm-hmm. The intention behind your $20 in the plate makes a difference as to what's going to happen with that energy. Because we're talking here about energetics in some way.
Right.
We're talking about what happens when an energy goes out. Does it come back to you in the same form? Does it come, and it might come back in the same form. Mm-hmm. Right. You might get money given to you with greed mm-hmm. to get more, which is what you gave.
Yeah, so it's about intention.
Very much
giving
so.
With intention too. Yeah. It's not about giving and hoping to receive back. So Ragini, thank you again for talking to us about generosity. Tune in for the next segment when we talk to you. What is happening to me about generosity on a daily basis? We'll be right back.